time now to check in with Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsboro, joins us now on the phone with a couple of big events coming up later this week. No meeting tonight for the town board, but they had one last week Thursday and made some decisions about the sidewalk seating ordinance that has a lot of people talking, so we'll talk about that as well. Mayor Stevens, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, it's good to see you again after we had such a good time at the inner city visit, which was a wonderful event. So, we're rocking and rolling here in Hillsboro.
Absolutely. So actually, good starting point, because we were both on that inner city visit, and I've talked with a couple of folks on the air about it already. But we went to Lawrence, Kansas, 75 people, along with the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, toured the area, got to see how they do things, face similar challenges, what cool, innovative projects that they've done and ideas that we can take back with us. What were some of your big takeaways from 2 days of touring Lawrence?
Well, as usual, you learn as much about yourself even when you're somewhere else. So I think that was always the big takeaway for me. Once again, the partnerships that they do in the community were just very well presented. Seems like it's working. I found that it's affirming for the places that we have our partnerships. It's as a community in Lawrence where they don't have as many other sort of surrounding towns or cities or other jurisdictions that they're dealing with. It sort of simplified this whole notion of partnerships and how important it was to get those things done. I think sometimes it gets a little cloudy for us because there are so many players in the triangle. Even with more players here in the triangle, it's just partnerships are even more important. And they just happen to be a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's bring it home to Hillsboro. Again, we were on that trip a week ago, so town board didn't get a chance to meet on Monday night last week as usual, but met on Thursday of last week and made a little bit of tweak changes to the sidewalk seating ordinance. So what ended up being decided?
Sure. Well, we passed a proposed changes to the outdoor seating ordinance as was presented to us by the town staff, who've been working very hard with the Chamber of Commerce, with local merchants, with a number of other players to really some tweaks. There wasn't, any major changes, but they were important tweaks. A lot of it had to do with the descriptions of the barriers or the delineators. And again, didn't change things so much, but clarified. For example, showed that we really encouraged the delineators to be at least partially transparent, so you could see through them, so you could see down the sidewalk, so you can see the exterior architectural parts of the building. We made it clear that you could have planters a little bit open. We had one other change about whether it didn't really matter whether the seats were bolted down or not, that they really are just sort of considered furniture, and that if they need to be moved within 24 hours. And so it really addressed some of the things that were just kind of murky in the outdoor seating. So the things that were already in place, that any place that there's outdoor seating, there needs to be a permit, that the seating needs to be well described, that it needs to have some kind of physical delineator, that this is going to be a permit that's renewed on an annual basis. And one thing that's important for the town is that there's this insurance and indemnification that happens. All those things that had already been in the ordinance, sort of continued. What's also on the horizon for us is working with merchants and downtown stakeholders, as well as the restaurants, and looking at, are there some things that we could do for the outdoor sidewalks, for the merchants? For example, what are areas that merchants can use for displaying their wares, and also looking at maybe outdoor seating or other kinds of outdoor events, and just As we discussed in Lawrence, and as certainly happening in Chapel Hill and in Carrboro and certainly in Hillsborough, downtowns are very, very important to the community. So we have this ongoing discussion about what's the best way to make our downtown vibrant, to make it prosperous for the businesses that are located there. We're very fortunate we have so many local shops and restaurants, but we just don't want to, you know, kind of sit down and say, okay, we're done now. We've got to. We want to continue to keep tweaking and just making the downtown a much more attractive place for people to live and visit.
And that, again, is going to be an ongoing conversation. If you're listening and you want more information on that and other town business, hillsboronc.gov is the town's website. Go there and find out more. There's going to be another meeting coming up next Monday, the 8th. You'll be able to go to the website and get the full agenda for that as well. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, got a couple of cool events coming up later on this week and beyond that we want to talk about as well, including and kind of first and foremost, Arbor Day this Thursday, right?
Yes, and here we are talking about making the downtown attractive. This makes really the entire town is our appreciation of trees, of our appreciation of outdoor areas, and as Tree City USA, we celebrate Arbor Day. We're going to have a ceremony in Gold Park that is going to be happening this Thursday, and at 10 o'clock on October 4th, and we'll be planting a tree, which what we do every year. Of course, we'll be reading a proclamation, but it's getting those trees planted that's really, really important. Keep replacing some of the old trees that that we have here in Hillsborough. That's going to be right next to the pollinator garden, which is a wonderful success. We have so many volunteers that just take care of that garden, and it's right next to the Bee Hotel. Aaron, I can't tell you how much this past weekend on Sunday when we had this beautiful weather my wife and I were just walking through the parks, of just how full it was of people coming through. They're on bicycles, in wheelchairs, kids playing, they're on little scooters, just so many families are out, they're in the playgrounds, and it just does my heart well to see the parks get such use. We didn't have those 10 years ago. And now they're there, they're being used. Keeping the trees planted is very, very important. So that's what we're doing with Arbor Day.
What's the
come on out to Gold Park?
Yeah. What's the rationale behind this particular day being selected as Arbor Day? And it's typically a spring thing.
Well, it is. We do it because we want to celebrate Arbor Day by planting a tree, and the fall is the best time to plant a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a practical application of, you know, this is the time when we put in trees. Now, I'll say we'll be ceremonially planting this tree for Arbor Day this Thursday, but we do have a tree board and we do have a fund set out, so we are, you know, are planting trees every year and try to support the tree canopies and recognize our treasure trees. But that's sort of a day that was picked at the tree board could be there, that we think the weather will be good for planting the trees, basically to do best by the trees, not necessarily what's the kind of another day in the spring.
So that's Thursday again, 10 a.m. Gold Park. And then later on this weekend, we've got another pretty big event as well, right?
Well, a very big one. And this goes back, tying into parks, to the history of Hillsborough, to the art scene, and to the community coming together. This is the historic Hillsborough Half Marathon. That's going to be early Sunday morning. I think last year they had over 800 people running that. And the half marathon route goes through the parks, goes to the historic parts of town, ends up at the Farmers Market Pavilion and Riverwalk with a celebration. It is, I want to be really clear, I do not run in this. But, I actually have a brother who will be coming down from Virginia to run in. So people are coming from all over North Carolina to see historic Hillsborough and to run in this. But I am there. It is so much fun just to be there and watch and cheer the folks on. So this is a big deal, Aaron. This is an event, I think it's in the third year now, and was started by a running club. Hillsborough Running Club, which is a few folks got together. There's an elementary school coach, Russell, who helped get folks together. And I remember they approached me in 2013 and said, would you come out and just, we're having our first day of this running club. Would you come out and visit with people? And that was like 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. and 40 people showed up for this club in 2013. And now they're very, very active. You see them out on weekends. And they're now sponsoring such this very, very, wonderful high impact event, raising money for a number of local charities and celebrating running, celebrate the history of Hillsborough, the arts, the parks, everything there. And it's just a spirit of community. So it's just been wonderful to watch these things grow. So kudos to the Hillsborough Running Club. Come on out Sunday morning for the Hillsborough Half Marathon. And you know, there's just so much that is going on. The next weekend is the handmade parade, and there's a plein air paint out the next weekend after that, and River Park concert on the 27th. Hog Day has been, which of course got postponed because Florence has been rescheduled for the first weekend in November. And of course, the first 2 weekends in November is also the Orange County Artist Guild Studio Tour. So it is a busy fall here in Hillsborough.
As always, again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings in Hillsborough. And you want more information about the half marathon this Sunday, hillsboroughhalf.com is the website for that. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.